The Exira EHK Spartans were able to earn their first win of the season after beating Boyer Valley 57-49. This was a contest that was close all the way to the end with such a young Exira EHK squad. The Spartans relied on both Jalen and Taryn Peterson in the game to be their leading scorers, as the unofficial score has them at 17 points apiece. Head coach Tom Peterson was proud of his young talent tonight, but knows there are more improvements to come.
Pretty pleased with what they were doing. You know, just the youth right now really shows at times, you know, the situational basketball they're struggling with, but it's, you know, it's part of it with two freshmen, two sophomores, and, you know, and a junior that was playing, and then a sophomore comes off the bench. So, you know, I was proud of the what they did. You know, just a long way to go. Defensively wise, finishing possessions, way too many offensive rebounds, but it'll come. You know, it's definitely a work in progress.
The offense was rolling in the game. The Spartans continue to drive down low with both Jalen Peterson and Harley Fawn. The junior Fawn was so good down low that she earned 8 points unofficially on the night for Exira EHK, and 6 of them came off shots at the charity stripe. However, if Exira EHK is going to be successful, there needs to be more focus on the defense this season.
Stopping penetration, as far as our screen rotation, it wasn't very good. We're just behind. You know, there's a lot more teaching going on right now in practice, obviously, and, you know, doing it as long as I have. You have to continue to focus on those things, and, you know, they'll get it. It's game two. Obviously, the object is the goal is to be good by February.
Right.
So, you know, it will be okay. It's just going to take some time.
This Exira EHK team is down multiple players who are key factors of the team overall. Senior Hannah Nelson tore a labrum in her hip to put her out, as well as Maine Jorgensen, who is out in the game due to a minor injury. This is a rebuilding team that is looking to get the young talent some more experience on the floor.
Well, and you know, we lost, unfortunately, Hannah Nelson was a girl that's been playing for me for 3 years, tore her labrum in her hip. We had another starter last night that went out in Maine Jorgensen, so she wasn't here tonight. We get another one hopefully coming back in 2 more weeks. So, you know, it's just what you said, it's all rebuilding everything. And when you lose what we lost a year ago in a first-team All-State player and then another one that was third-team All-State. So, you know, it's got to be done by committee. We've got kids that can do it. You know, it's just we're going to go through some rough patches, especially with our schedule.
Head coach Tom Peterson is not looking ahead at the next game against Glidden Rowson, but rather he is looking at his girls to help them get better over the course of the next few days.
You know, I'm just more focused about ourselves, honest to God. You know, we talked a little bit about Boyer Valley over the last couple of days, but my main concern is just focusing on my girls. You know, the scouting reports, when you're freshmen and sophomores, they got to be a little bit more basic, not as much detail, because otherwise you get information overload.
Right.
So, and you know, these kids, they did okay tonight. It's not too bad. The effort's always there, you know, so that's a good thing, but, you know, the execution will come.
Exira EHK improves to 1-1 on the season, and will take on Glidden Rowson on December 5th at 6 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.